Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Attisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Hi, Melody.
Hey, Greg Hunter will be here in just a few minutes, and we always enjoy having him on the program. Frank is going to let us know when he's here. We'll get right to him. So I'm going to get right to the precious metals. Well, gold did not climb back today. It did fall off the ladder today, down 2460. 2460 for gold at $1,266. Silver was down 26 cents at 1731. Platinum was down 9 at 981. For some reason, palladium managed to be up $2 at $553. USDX today was up 0.44, back up over 94.0406. Crude oil only took away 50 cents at 0.52 at 48.95. And the paper markets today, let's get to the paper markets. The Dow was up 24 points at 17,829. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 48.43, and the S&P was up 5, 2,088. 10-year yield is moving back up 1.70%. The euro 113, that was down 0.47. And again, European markets still were up higher, but didn't have as strong a day as they did yesterday, as our markets didn't. And hey, if you read all the news reports, you know, Brexit, they're going to stay. And, you know, you read some polls, sometimes it's, 50-50, fairly close. Lots of big warnings coming out from various people, various people of positions of power and so forth, certainly saying that if they leave, it's going to be, it's going to be tough for the people of Britain. But you know what, Al? They talk all about the markets. They talk all more about the markets, how difficult the markets will be and so forth. But you know what? It isn't about the markets. It's about their country, and it's about what the people want to do and how they want to continue living their lives and what type of country they want to live in. And, right. and it shows they have to go through some difficult times. Of course. I mean, yeah, there might be difficult times, just like us. We're going to have difficult times if we want to see a better country.
There's an old saying that everybody has heard and nobody really pays attention to or believes in. Freedom isn't free. There's a price to be paid. There is a price, not a price for somebody else to pay in the sense that, well, thank the military because they're fighting for our freedoms. You're going to pay that price, ladies and gentlemen, or not. And what I'm seeing in England right now is it appears that the English people may be on the verge of voting to remain in bondage, in slavery. They have that English song, England never, never, never will be slaves unless they vote for it. And that's what they're having an opportunity to do right now. And they say, yeah, well, we'd like to be free, but we don't want to be free if it's going to cost us money or time or jobs. Right? We just like to be free, but we want, you know, easy. We want free handouts from the government and economic stimulus and strong economy and jobs and good retirement program. We want all that. And we want freedom, too, but not if it gets in the way of this other stuff. And I'm looking at this. We'll see how this works out. It's going to take place 2 days from now. I believe it's the 23rd that they have the vote, and I don't know what time they'll be done rigging the election results. I don't know how fast they can rig elections. Small country, England's a small country. They may be able to rig the vote fairly rapidly over there. But we'll find out in a couple of days. But I'm looking at this, and this is almost painful. These English people are having an opportunity to vote for their own independence and freedom. And what they're saying, at least it looks like maybe they've decided they really don't want to be free. They don't want to be independent, and they don't mind having the European Union tell them what to do and when to do it. So,
well, I mean, and anything, they don't want to lose what they've got. So, you know, that.
Well, that's the problem.
They put that on a higher level than really their future. They're living in today's world instead of the future.
It's sad to see this. They are put in a position where they can choose between maintaining their credit rating and maintaining their freedom, and it looks like they're opting to get the credit rating. I believe Greg Hunter is here.
Oh, fantastic.
Greg? I am here. Greg? I was listening to your fabulous discussion on Brexit. I think they do better off without it.
I agree with you.
It's the life out of them.
Yes.
And they are just in this big scare tactic because of this one world order. All the problems, I just had Jim Sinclair on the site, and he talked about Brexit. He said, the damage is already done. All the problems with the EU are still there. They stay in, or if they go, it doesn't make any difference. It's the problems are there. They can't get around the problems.
You're saying they're going to get a bad result no matter what happens. This is not going to get better.
That's what Jim Sinclair says. He says the problems are all still there. You know what the biggest problem is? We have debt that we're never going to pay off.
Yeah.
It's the United States has debt they're never going to pay off. The European Union has debt they're never going to pay off. Great Britain has debt they're never going to pay off. They all have debt they're never going to pay off. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Not going to happen.
And what's the problem with not paying the debt? What are the consequences?
That means they can't borrow. If they can't pay the debt, they can't borrow money. They certainly can't borrow it for, 1.6%.
It's not even that. The problem is that one man's debt is another man's asset.
That's right.
If I sign a note for $100,000 and give it to you, you're going to treat that piece of paper as if it's a $100,000 asset. If I can't pay the debt, guess what? You just had your paper asset wiped out.
Just like mortgage-backed securities.
Yeah.
Yes, there's the danger. When the debt is canceled, so are all the correlative paper assets.
Well, and this is supposed to be the good stuff. This is... You know, the debt I'm talking about occurred is the sovereign debt, which is supposed to be the good stuff, the creme de la creme, not
the
subprime. You know? So
yeah,
I can't believe that British people, we can't lose money, let's stay in slavery. It's that's the argument. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
and
they're
falling for it, for God's sake. And they don't even have any real money over there. That's gold and silver. They have these paper debt instruments that can't be paid.
Yeah.
The whole thing is insane. It's absolutely madness. And, you know, how can this work out well? They got a shot. If they have brains enough and sufficient courage to walk out of the Brexit, yes. If they don't, I don't know what
to say. Well, they're doing a heck of a con job. I mean, the mainstream media, USA Today said, oh, it's 70% stay, 30% go. Then you go on other non-mainstream options, and it's like, oh, it's 44%, 43%. They would have been gone if it wasn't for this British member of parliament that got shot and stabbed by the guy that, you know, death to traitors was his, what he said his name was in court. Death to traitors, no kidding. He said death. That's what he said his name was. Freedom for England, death for traitors, something like that. Something like that. But, you know, I mean, you don't want to see people shot and stabbed, but the leave people have it right. They are going to lose their... The other thing is that immigration, if they stay unlimited, just you might as well just say we're going to be a Muslim nation. Got a Muslim mayor in London.
Yep.
And that is not multi, this whole idea. Multicultural? No. No, Islam is not multi anything. You will submit. That's what their top imams say. That's what the top imams in Great Britain say. I've heard them say it in English. I've heard them say it.
And they keep letting more of them in.
Well,
it's
there's
insane.
No way to... You know, the problem with Islam is it's totally counter to Christianity. I don't people don't realize this. I actually had three of my friends say, oh, we believe in the same God. No, we do not.
No.
We believe in God, the Christians believe in God the Father and His Son Christ, right? And the Muslims believe in the opposite, that Christ was deity, opposite Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, the opposite that Christ died on the cross for our sins, the opposite that He came back from the dead, the opposite He'll come again, judge the living and the dead. Actually, they say when He comes back, they'll say He's a liar. This is what it says in the Quran.
Yeah.
He was a liar and he was... And he is come over to Muhammad and Allah, and he is going to kill Christians and Jews and apostates that don't submit. Now, you couldn't get any more of a culture clash than that.
Yeah, exactly right.
And, you know, this whole idea where this is, the other thing is that you've probably heard is this, self-radicalized. They're self, oh, no, no, it has nothing to do with, oh, no.
No, this is the religion. This isn't radicalization of a cult. What I think you're saying, or are you saying that it is the nature of the religion? This isn't some bizarre offshoot. This is fundamentals.
There is a percentage of people in Islam that believe gays should die.
Yep.
Period. It's in their hadith. There's been more than one person say this, and then, you know, the left will say, well, you know, there's Christians that have done, look at Timothy, we get this, stop. No priest or Baptist minister or Methodist minister, nobody sat around in a room with him and said, yeah, you should kill those people. Yeah, that's a great idea. And that's what the administration wants to separate. Even and the mainstream press wants to use this as some gun thing, which is so ridiculous and so over the top. Gay people, they don't care about gay people. Listen, in Christianity, it's hate the sin and love the sinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
In radical Islam, it's hate the sin, hate the sinner, and throw them off a cliff. It actually says that in their hadith. You can also chop their head off. You can also have a wall crash down on them. This is what the people who believe in the letter of Islam, this is what that is. Now, what percentage of those people believe in that? I don't know.
Let me tell you another bizarre fact about the Muslim faith. According to scientists, they did some calculations and studies in England, and another separate study, I think it was Norway, one of the Scandinavian countries, and they simply calculated that, look, Muslims have been marrying their first cousins for several centuries, like 800 years, in order to emulate Muhammad, who married his first cousin. And the result is that they have become so inbred that they are highly prone, or certainly more prone to mental illness than most people, more prone to a lot of different diseases than most people, and it's from this inbreeding. There's verses in the Bible where God says, and I can't point to the verse, I know it's there, I don't have it right at my fingertips, it's essentially people who have offended God, He will come after you for multiple generations, 3 and 5 generations. The Muslim people are not, this isn't simply an argument where you can get rid of them because they're Muslims. You can get rid of them because they are a health hazard. They have mental and physical disabilities built into that religion that's been building for 6-8 centuries.
Yeah.
They're not going. It's part of the reasons why they were able to invent algebra back in the medieval times, and they haven't done anything lately. Or at least that's my opinion. They have impaired their own intelligence. Another reason why, don't let them in. This is just craziness.
Well, you can't even. You cannot. The biggest problem is, and according to all the security people, and this is what this is. I mean, let's get real here, okay? What this is radical Islam. These are people that, murder people. And not all Muslims do this, but unfortunately, there's no way to get the screening done correctly. According to the top CIA, FBI, there's no way to do that. No way to do that.
And if they're devout in their faith, they'll never be assimilated.
And the other thing is that there should be people like, oh, we can't have profiling. Yes, you're not going to profile an 80-year-old woman in a wheelchair from Tuscany. You're going to profile people of the Muslim religion that are of military age and people that believe a certain way like they believe in Sharia law. I mean, 51% of Americans, according to one poll, says 51% of Americans, 51% of Muslim Americans believe in Sharia law. Out, get out. That's a political.
That's the danger.
Bet. That's not a religious bet. That's a political deal.
Yep.
So I don't know what to say other than the fact that this is being pawned off as some sort of a gun control issue because they don't want it to be Muslim extremism. They don't want it to be that. The other thing is that these you read in the paper, you read this all the time, forces that the United States is backing in Syria gain ground. Forces. What forces? The Kurds? Okay, they're good guys. What other forces? The only thing that's left over there that we're backing is Al-Qaeda and ISIS. There is no Free Syrian Army. Please stop with that. And is that they don't want to enrage our allies? They don't want to enrage the Saudis. They don't want to enrage because they still sell oil in dollars. The last I checked. And is it because what's the deal with this? Is this because of our we're against the Russians? I mean, we are creeping into war with Russia. I mean, this is getting serious over there. It's serious.
Patrick Buchanan. You know, his article today said there's 50 so State Department officials that all signed a memo, no name of those who they are, but, calling for launch and airstrikes, missile strikes on Damascus to get Assad.
They're
article, they're trolling for war with Russia.
They got a base in TARDIS. They spent billions of dollars on that. I've been saying this in 2009, that they're not leaving. He's not leaving.
I think.
And I heard a click from Greg's side.
Yeah, I think that's what we heard is a click from Greg's side, which means
we're just about ready to
break.
Break.
Why don't we break and take our commercials right now, and we will recover the connection with Greg Hunter, and we'll be back in just a moment on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Financial obligations or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Greg has some of the best interviews you'll find on video on the internet, and USAWatchdog.com is where you can find him. Hello, Greg. We got disconnected for a moment there.
Yes, we're good. We're back.
Russia and Syria?
Yes. Listen, the things are, things are tough over there. Things are, it's very scary, especially if we get involved, because if we get involved with war in Russia, it's not going to be contained. Everything's going to be optional. Everything's going to be open. If their borders, our borders, it could get ugly in a hurry.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't, but it could.
Yeah.
So,
we could have World War III before a rush hour.
Well, we are not backing down over there. Now we have the State Department signing this letter. Who are they? Who are these people that they want to risk nuclear Armageddon over Syria? Why?
Yeah.
They've had a naval base there for years, and I've been forecasting since I've been on in 2009. There ain't no way they're leaving. They spent, I don't know, $8, $9, $10 billion on this naval base in the eastern Mediterranean. It's totally strategic. It's outside the Black Sea, outside their major port. It can handle nuclear submarines and big ships. And this is on the coast of Syria and Tartus. Then they have, now they built their Air Force base. Russia's not leaving. And this idea that we're arming these terrorists, and that's what we're doing. I mean, except for the Kurds, not the Kurds. But the people we're arming, and, for the longest time, they had all this oil. They still have all this oil, these oil assets. Why are we allowing them to pump oil and sell it on the market? Why don't we take drones over their oil facilities and knock them out? It won't create so dry land, whether it's in Libya, whether it's in Syria. Why aren't we destroying these oil assets? The oil went to Turkey. We've had all kinds of information that Turkey is arming the Syrian, the opposition, which is Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
It really does make you wonder, ISIS is still able to sell crude oil, and in doing so, if they were stopped, wouldn't the price of crude oil go up? Wouldn't you think that Saudi Arabia would be in favor of that? And Iran might be in favor of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal? I mean, yes, somebody's doing this for a reason. This isn't just random. There's this reason is behind these things, and what are those reasons? Because it's hard to imagine. How do they fit in with us being there in the first place?
It's I don't know. It's unbelievable. What's going on? You don't even know what's real news and what's fake, and it's very hard for me to. I think there's been stories around the web saying it was staged in the Orlando area, and I don't think that's true. There's a lot of bodies, a lot of funerals. You have to stage all the funerals. You'd have to stage all the. I don't see how they could stage all that.
I don't either. But I'll tell you something that impressed me.
Did he have help? I think he did. There was all kinds of witness reports saying people were holding the door shut. He's talking to other people. He had other help. He had other, you know, there's something more than just this one self-radicalized, what Jay Johnson liked to say, J-E-H. But so did he have help? And the answer, I think, is yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was another shooter, but I think he had help. And it may have been his wife. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Well, it's one of those things. It's all very strange. Let's move on a little bit. You've interviewed David Morgan recently.
Yes.
And under an article, Dire Financial Warnings and Debt Jubilee was the headline on the resulting article. And it starts out, it says, finance and economy writer David Morgan says there's been a noticeable increase in dire warnings from some of the biggest names in the investing world. We're talking about George Soros. For example, but across the board, we get there has been a noticeable increase, just like he's describing, in dire warnings from some of the biggest names in the investing
Bill
world.
Gross.
Why are the elites sounding the alarm on another financial meltdown?
Well,
Morgan says one reason is they see it's rather imminent. Do you agree?
I think that's part of it. I think also that I had Jim Sinclair on recently, and you know he's expert on gold, and really when you're an expert on gold means you're kind of an expert on almost everything finance. He's run brokerages before, owned a brokerage. He's called Mr. Gold, but he says, this is very important that he pointed out, you know, Carl Icahn's talking about how this thing could blow up. Bill Gross talking about it going supernova. Well, that's what happens just before something blows up. It gets really bright and burns out. He says what the elite are doing, what these people are doing is really basically what they're doing is telling you what they've done. They're telling you what their positions are. They're talking their positions. And so if they think it's going to blow up, you could bet they have corresponding positions that will cash in when things, quote, unquote, blow up, fall. Yeah. Massive shorting, derivative, over-the-counter derivatives. You don't know what they're using, what vehicles they're using, how they're doing it, but there's going to be a big transfer of wealth if this thing ever comes off the rails.
We're not talking about going to war because we actually have some beef with some country. We're talking about war as a means. It's like blowing up the vault on the bank or tunneling in under the bank and exploding the vault's floor so we can steal all the gold in the vault. This isn't about a war in a conventional sense. It's about theft.
It's going to be legal theft. They're telling everybody what their 401ks. Oh yeah, be a long term investor. That is not what money managers do. Money managers are not long term investors. They're long term traders, and they will trade in and out of whatever they think is hot and not, and what's going up and what's going down. That's what money managers do. They don't buy something and hold it forever. I mean, Warren Buffett pulled that, and up until 2008, I mean, what a disaster his investing platform was. He required multiple companies inside Berkshire Hathaway that needed to be bailed out, Wells Fargo, American Express, Goldman Sachs through the AIG bailout, General Electric. He got creamed. He would have been creamed. He would have been an embarrassment he would have retired as an embarrassment to investing had it not been the taxpayer bailout of Berkshire Hathaway and all these corporate American companies. And so what these big wigs are saying is that they have positioned themselves for a crash, and they don't position themselves, you know, a year, 18 months in advance. They're positioning themselves now for a crash that I think is going to be sooner than later, maybe this fall, maybe this summer. I don't know. Brexit, I mean, I talked to Jim Sinclair about that, too. He says, well, no matter what it is, the damage is done. You know, whatever they say, they go, the damage is done. The European Union is in big trouble. They have all this debt. They've been fighting this. You know, now Draghi is buying corporate bonds. Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, the ECB, he's buying all these corporate, he's buying private debt. And he's doing it to hold down interest rates so they can continue to, you know, issue debt at these unbelievably low rates, which I don't think they're ever going to pay back anyway.
No, they won't. And who's going to be robbed? The guy who's getting low interest rate, who's receiving, the creditors are being robbed.
Well,
and you can't do that for long before finally you don't have any assets left to invest in the next factory or the next shopping center or whatever.
It destroys the capital base. You know, when you have, you know, you always hear about, you know, take the eggs, don't kill the goose. Well, they're killing the goose. They're plucking it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is not capital formation. This is the opposite of that. So what are they going to do? I don't know. They're going to, you know, it's so funny. Catherine Austin Fitz said, I don't get to sit here and talk and have a back and forth with somebody. One of the things she said was very interesting. I didn't really bring up in the thing. She says, well, listen, the American dollar is a great thing. They can print money and buy assets all over the world. Now think about this. Think about the Fed's balance sheet that has bought all these subprime mortgages. They still ended up with the houses. And if the currency is no good and the bonds end up being no good, they end up with real tangible assets. And they say this that you want to talk about how big this next crash is going to be. It's going to be roughly, if you just look at the metric of the negative paying debt in Europe. This is mostly European debt. And it's $10.4 trillion. And, you know, the subprime was $1.5 trillion. And if you just look at those two metrics, you know, $1.5 trillion worth of subprime mortgages went under, and you saw what happened. Lehman Brothers, I mean, catastrophe, bailout, TARP, they printed $40 trillion. Now, according to, you know, they stole or printed $40 trillion, according to Catherine Austin Fitz at SolariReport.com. Or Solari.com. And, you know, you look at this, just the $10.4 trillion in negative interest rate, it's 8 times bigger than the $1.5 trillion that we had with subprime. And then look at all the other debt that's going to be no good. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable reset when it happens. It's going to be, yeah, that money you thought you had? No, you don't. The stocks in that brokerage you had? No, it's gone. Oh, they commingled your accounts. Oh, yeah, they hypothecated them. You didn't read that's on page 14, paragraph B, subsection C. They could loan out your stuff. They could loan out your stuff if they get into trouble. That's what happened to MF Global. Hypothecation, rehypothecation. J.P. Morgan said, sure, MF Global, we'll loan you some money. You need to put up some collateral. What do they do? Go into segregated accounts. Oh, here is a Gerald Celente's gold, along with other people's gold. They weren't supposed to do that. What's his name, the head of MF Global, Corzine, did he go to jail?
No.
No, we live in a world, and this is the other thing. I listen to people all the time talk about your retirement. You know, look at so and so. You know, John Schmo. Oh, your retirement plan. Stop. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. This entire system, according to people like William Black, who's a former RTC regulator, expert in white collar crime, a PhD in law, a PhD in economics, expert white collar crime. Helen Chapman, who basically wrote a book about how J.P. Morgan, she called her book J.P. Madoff, J.P. Morgan, Madoff's $64 billion fraud couldn't have happened without J.P. Morgan. And you look at all these people, they say their business model is fraud. That the business model of the big banks, most of the money they get is based on fraud. How do you retire investing in a fraudulent scheme? What could go wrong?
Just
what
about everything.
Right. You are kidding yourself. If you got your people all the time, well, I got my 401k, but I don't want to pay the tax. Well, you're stupid. I'm sorry, you're stupid. You're in a fraudulent game. They have admitted to rigging LIBOR. The London Interbank Offered Rate. They admitted to rigging Forex markets. They admitted to rigging the gold and silver market. With that, you can end up buying the gold and holding it outside the system. They admitted to rigging the futures market. They admitted to rigging to all the commodity markets and in Chicago, the Chicago Board of Trade, which is what a CME group. They've admitted to giving discounts to central banks to buy commodities to basically suppress or raise or lower or basically intervene in the markets. You're investing. You're going to invest for your retirement in a completely, totally fraudulent system. Good luck with that. Are you getting the picture here?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, we've been talking about it for some time on this program, and it's what's surprising and astonishing about it is when you begin to see this, it's the sort of thing that you can see clearly. Some people can, and yet it's surprising how many ordinary people just don't seem to get it.
They're going to get it.
Oh, they're going to get it
all the time. At some point, they're going to know what we know.
It isn't funny, but it is.
At some point, they're going to know what we know. I mean, listen, the stuff I'm talking about, the fraud I'm talking about, has been admitted to. Pled guilty to. This is admitted fraud. Goldman Sachs, a month ago, were still paying off the fraud of the robo-signing mortgage-backed securities. You know, they committed securities fraud, they committed ratings fraud, they committed mortgage fraud. They committed unbelievable amounts of fraud, forgery, perjury, fraud on the court. They called it robo-signing. They're signing stuff really fast. What they were doing was creating a promissory note so they could go into in about half the states or over half the states. You need a promissory note to know that you're the holder of the debt. And they didn't come up with the promissory. They lost them. Well, they lost them. I have a theory on that. They didn't want to see that, oh, you, this guy wasn't making 150 grand. You shouldn't have given them this much money extra on top of their loan. They couldn't afford this right here. There was no down payment. You paid more for the house and then you rebated that for a down payment. I mean, the fraud. It's a system of fraud.
It's also a system where no one enforces the law, at least not against the super rich. The people that are committing this fraud are getting away with it, and no one's really enforcing the law.
Everybody thinking they're going to walk out of the casino with their 401k is so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're not walking out of the casino with your 401k. No way. This will be forced into
your
bond market. The brokerages will go under. I mean, who knows, you know, what will happen? I mean, some of the brokerages commingle all your funds all the time, whether it's a 401k. Well, it's my 401k. No. It's commingled. You are a creditor in line. Yeah, you get a statement that says, well, I got the Apple stock and I've got ExxonMobil and I've got. No, you don't. It says you do, but you don't really. In the court, you are just a creditor.
Yep.
All your stuff is commingled. It's held in street name. Actually, the people that actually own it is your brokerage. They just give you a statement saying, here's what we have that we have under our control in our brokerage. That's yours, unless we go bankrupt.
Or unless we hire someone like Bernie Madoff as president, in which case might not necessarily go bankrupt,
but
the funds might disappear.
Helen Chapman, who I had on, wrote this book on J.P. Madoff, and I mean, she's an attorney, and I love that everything she has is backed up with a document, a record, there's no I think, or they did, or I think they did, or no, here's the record. And it's unbelievable, and you just look at the, extrapolate that all throughout all the big banks is just a backdrop and underpinning of fraud, and that's how they make most of their money, just total out-and-out fraud, and then they pay a fine, and they make a few people whole, and it's just one fraud after another. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. People are just, they are in a blue pill world thinking nothing ever bad is going to happen to them, and it is happening to them. And when it happens, it's going to be, I'm telling you, Bill Holter has come out with this visual, and he says, you know, it's going to start overseas. I think it'll probably start in China. They're at, I don't know, 250% debt to GDP, 230% China. Of course, they have some gold, but still, you know, that's a rough ride. There are so many ways for this to go sour. I mean, they're making out like, oh, if the Britain leaves the UK, if the whole thing could go under, well, why is it off a weak system? One little island with 60 million people leaves the United Kingdom of 350 million people and the whole thing can go under? Wow, that's incredibly weak.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they're not going to leave. I mean, people think they're going to take Great Britain and get the paddles out and everybody get on the beach and start paddling away. They're going to paddle over to, you know, Greenland or something. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, you know, it's supposed to take 2 years to renegotiate or to negotiate their exit, even if they vote for it. If they vote for it this week, it doesn't mean they're out this week. They've got 2 years of negotiation before this thing even begins to get settled.
This is criminal and evil. And hey, spoiler alert, the New World Order doesn't take shape and they don't get it for long. They don't. If they get it, they don't get it for long. I think Revelation says it's an hour. But
let's take a break, and we will be back. A couple of commercials, and we'll be back with Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom. Please stay tuned.
The aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival, talking to our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Does some of the best videos on the internet. You recently interviewed Charles Nenner, right? And you describe him as renowned financial and geopolitical analyst. And he says a major top in the stock market has been made. They've hit the high. And it's downhill from here. Nenner explains, I still think that big moves should be used to sell equities. We are going slowly to a major sell-off. I still look for the Dow Jones 5,000. That means falling from 18,000 to 5,000. I think the second half of 2016 is going to be a bad situation for stocks, but it's not going to be the big one. The big one will start in the third quarter of 2017, ending in 2020 to 2021. Now, what interests me about this is he's anticipating, as a lot of people do, that we're going to see some sort of a major recession and fall in the prices on the stock market. But he thinks this is going to drag out for another maybe 4 or 5 years.
Well, when he's saying it's already a top in the market, that doesn't mean everything's groovy and copacetic and everything's going to be doing great. We could have some pretty bumpy ride between now and then. And then, you know, this could go early. I mean, you have him saying that, then you have people like Jeffrey Gundlach making big warnings, and he manages $100 billion. Here's the scary thing that everybody agrees on. Here's what everybody, whether it's Nenner in 17, or it's Bill Gross in his supernova, and the thing could explode, or Carl Icahn, or Gundlach, or any number of people, that we're going to crash.
Yeah.
Now, there's nobody that I have talked to and nobody that I read that says, oh, no, this is going to go on for another 15, 20 years. No, we're good. No, everything's good. No. No, that is not happening. The other thing that has happened, this is an important thing because I cover the media, and I want to bring this. Don't believe the mainstream media, folks. Don't believe the polls. Don't believe the mainstream media. I am seeing a level of lying and distortion in the mainstream media that is unparalleled. I've been in the news business since the 70s. Now, listen, the networks always leaned a little left, but damn, they would do, they would try to their darndest to be apolitical. They would try to be fair. When I was a investigative reporter, I always was very fair and would always try to make people look their best. Oh my God, USA Today, every day is a hit job against Trump. Washington Post had some horrible headline that basically said Trump said that Barack Obama was one of the shooters. Basically, you know, was involved in the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. I mean, totally false. The level of false information, the level of unfairness. Here we have the Washington Post try to dig up every little thing because it's owned by, you know, what's his name, Bezos, Amazon dude, who Trump wants to do he thinks they should get broken up. They think they're too big. Trump thinks they're, you know, way too big, should be broken up. And here we have Donald Trump, who's been in the public eye since he was 20. And they got a team of 20 people try to dig up dirt. This is according to Bob Woodward at the Washington Post. 20 people. And they think that's fair. They think their headline, well, we made this headline and Trump doesn't like our... Yeah, when you lie, Trump doesn't like your coverage. He revoked their press credentials, the Washington Post. And, I mean, and here we have, and I want to get this in, folks, please, I want to get this in. I've been in the news business forever, okay? And let me tell you some big points in history. The end of World War II, never happened before. End of World War II. Pearl Harbor, never happened before, okay? Walking on the moon, never happened before. Never happened before, okay? The first heart transplant, never happened before. Never, okay? Now imagine having the Democratic presumptive nominee under a full criminal investigation by the FBI. The allegations are, and the evidence supports, she influence peddled while she was Secretary of State. She sold favors for quote unquote donations to the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation has been called one of the biggest charity frauds in the history of charity fraud. She used a private server to facilitate the business, didn't care about national security, and impaired the national security of America. First ever story. That's like saying, you know those guys walking on the moon? They're going to walk on the moon next week. Should we cover that? Nah. We're like, no. It's the first ever. Yeah, no, it's okay. No big deal. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. First ever. They should have at least 10 of the 20 people they have trying to dig up dirt on Trump. On Hillary Clinton, but oh no, and they think they're fair. And this is what I tell you. I used to work at that in their houses, and I would point out, well, that's really unfair. Oh no, well, that's really biased. Oh, we're not biased because they know as soon as they say, yeah, we're biased. We hate their ass. We're Democrats. We're the ultra left wing liberal. They're not a news organization.
Yeah,
they want to masquerade as a news organization. The Washington Post wants to masquerade as a news organization when indeed it is not. And either is CNN, and either is ABC, and either when they ignore this story, this is a first ever story in the history of the United States of America and the politics. There's never been a presumptive nominee under a full criminal federal investigation, actually multiple, that goes from bribery to influence peddling to, and I think, treason. And they're not covering it.
What do you think the chances are that Hillary will actually face an indictment or be compelled to explain herself on this, or is it going to be all blown away?
If that's the case, the FBI ought to close their doors and forget what they're doing, because if that's the case, and the case, I think, is overwhelming. You got the guy out, the Schweitzer, he came out with a Clinton Cash book, which it was so outrageous what he was saying, and guess what? He didn't get sued. Why didn't Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton sue him for all the outrageous things he was saying about influence peddling? Why did they sue him?
Because the truth is an absolute defense.
Well, that is coming out with a movie about the same thing. Why didn't they? Then they have the CIA Secret Service agent who's going to, you know, put some dirt. But that, to me, is dirt, and they're tawdry, and they're nasty people, whatever. But this Clinton, the allegations and evidence I mean, we lost a significant portion of our uranium production in America to Russia. That's okay. And the disasters that she had, and the Democrats, the Republicans got it covered with the Benghazi hearings. I thought they would come out and say, because Rand Paul brought this up on the floor of the Senate, she's running guns to Turkey. Well, what do we have? What do we find out? Lo and behold, you know, this pickup truck with Mark's A1 Plumbing with his phone number that the dealer was supposed to take off. The dealer took it to the sale. They just didn't, you know, they did the right, they did okay. They didn't do anything wrong, but they left the phone number identifying Mark. It ends up going to Turkey from Houston, the port of Houston. And then it ends up with a nicest machine gun mounted on the back of it with the phone number still on there for Mark's A1 Plumbing. These poor schlubs in Houston were like, bought a new truck. And, well, you know, ours had 250,000 miles on it. Well, when you're going to mount a machine gun on a truck, you don't care what the mileage is. Does it run? Good. Put this machine gun on there.
Yep.
And here it ends up in Syria with a ISIS machine gun mounted on it with the phone number. Did Fox cover that? No. Oh, yeah, why not? Why didn't they cover that? NATO partner sending... buying oil from ISIS, sending in materials, and there's an absolute dead solid hit that they're sending supplies to ISIS. Dead solid hit. And the whole thing takes me back to Hillary Clinton. Back, and then the press, oh, well, forces that the United States is backing. Didn't we spend $500 million? We changed and we trained like five or six fighters. Didn't we spend that? Didn't Congress spend that kind of money? Yes.
It's been a good job to be a teacher.
It's unbelievable.
Like to have been one of the instructors.
But Hillary Clinton, let me tell you, make no mistake, do not believe the mainstream press. They lie by omission as much as they make lies. This whole Bloomberg poll that said, oh, Hillary Clinton was up by 11 points. Don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I guarantee.
Guess
I
who
wonder if I'm losing my mind.
Guess who the gay people are going to vote for? Guess who? Guess who? Not Hillary. Guess who? That's not a really big segment of the population, but you'd think it was. You'd think it was 10% of the population, 2.5% or something. The LGBT community, and let me tell you something. They should arm themselves.
I saw a report that something there were thousands of gay flags posted in I guess Florida that. Not there are pictures of flags that were on posters to hang on the walls and whatever that are advising gays to arm themselves. Even the gays are saying we need to get some guns.
Yes,
and that's interesting
Democrats
because some of those are going to say
people.
We got to vote for this guy Trump.
They're going to vote. They're going to bring in another 20,000 of these Muslims that they're not bringing any Christians. You know, there's Christians over there. They're not bringing any
that.
Of them in.
Yeah.
20,000 of these Muslims that they cannot screen properly. That's the problem. Then you have, and boy, and anytime there's, you know, that in the Fort Hood shooting, oh, that's workplace violence. Oh, the recruiting officer, that's a lone wolf. Pulse nightclub, oh, that's a lone, that's a self-radicalized. You know, the people in San Bernardino, oh, no, she radicalized him. Oh, it wasn't Islam. But this Clinton, back to Clinton, let me tell you, the Clinton Foundation supposedly was breached by Russian hackers. I mean, just the amount, this is on Bloomberg, okay, this is real facts. You know, you had this Guccifer hacker in Romania that was extradited over here that pled guilty to hacking her server, is going to help the FBI. You had the guy that set up the server get a immunity agreement from the Justice Department, you know, the United Justice Department of the United States of America. You have all this information about, do they have teams of people exposing this fraud, this crime, this, I think, act of treason, the selling of American, selling influence at the State Department, using a private server to cover it up and to facilitate it? Are there teams of people doing that? No. No, you don't have a mainstream media. There's no media. It's spin. There's no news organizations. None. No, not even.
You
Fox.
Don't believe we can point to a single mainstream outlet and say, look, and you can count on these people for truth, facts, no spin.
Fox, because, but they are corrupted. Fox probably more than anyone else because they are the opposition. But they leave out, you know, Fox would not cover that story. That's a great story, isn't it? This is a story on Zero Hedge and pictures. They had pictures of it. They had pictures of the thing mounted. There was a bona fide story. Yep. They had a tracking of it going from the, you know, from the guy, Mark A1 Plumbing or Mark 1 Plumbing, to the Port of Houston, over to Turkey, into Syria. And then, lo and behold, there's the phone number of Mark 1 Plumbing. And he's got 100 phone calls from all over the world, people bitching at him. He said, they just said it was going to take that. It was going to take that off. Right?
I guess there's a lesson there, isn't there? If you don't want your phone number on the truck you're selling, maybe you better take it off yourself.
Well, they said they were going to do it. It wasn't Mark 1 Plumbing's fault now. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't the dealer's fault either. But I'm telling you, how did that thing get a visa? How did that thing get a trade documents to go to Turkey? And how did it end up in Syria with a 30 caliber machine gun mounted on the back of it? I mean, how did that happen? And so what we have, folks, you don't have anybody telling the truth in general. You know, like the Iran deal, there are no signatures. I predicted there'd be no deal. There are no signatures. There is no deal. You don't give somebody $100 billion. There's two different figures in there, $100 billion, $150 billion. You don't give somebody $100 to $150 billion for a deal where there's no signatures. That's not a deal. Would you sell your house and just have them wink, wink, nod, nod? You're going to pay me $300,000 for my house, or $200,000, or $150,000, or whatever it is, and no signatures and no documents? Would you do that? Would that be a deal? That's not a deal.
No, we're certainly not going to do that. But what it makes you wonder is, what was the deal? Because nobody hands out $150 billion just for fun. There's a deal there someplace, but it's in secret and it's not open and apparent to the world. But somebody's taken that money.
We have somebody's sort of a wink, wink, nod agreement, but there is no deal. It should have been a treaty. It should have been voted on up and down in the Senate. It is not a treaty. It is not a deal. There is no deal. There is no real deal, and nobody is adhering to either side of this quote-unquote deal. There is no deal. So whenever you hear, the Iran deal, what are the signatures? Can I see the documents? Where are they posted? Oh, yeah, we don't have any signatures. There's no documents. Sorry. You take our word for it. There's a deal. There's no deal. That's the lie that the mainstream press propels. If I know this, don't you think the Washington Post should know this? Don't you think the New York Times should know? Don't you think people should ask some questions? No! These are not news organizations, ladies and gentlemen. They're spin organizations.
Who are they, on whose behalf do they spin?
Corporate America. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think the beast is the system of corporations in the world. That's the beast. The beast isn't an individual. North Carolina, what they want with the bathrooms. You know, what the left won't tell you, can't lie to you. What they won't tell you is that we want showers and bathrooms and schools from adolescence to your 80 or 100. We want everything to be unisex. I can just walk into any girl's bathroom, any man's bathroom, any shower. I can walk in with, whatever I got working, and I can, we want unisex everything. They don't want to tell you that. That's what Yale just did. Unisex everything. Showers, bathrooms, everything. How would you like to be a woman?
If it were unisex only for adults, it would be something you could perhaps deal with. But we're going to have little girls that are 5 and 6 years old who are sexualized by going into these multi-gender bathrooms. They're going to become sexual beings at a very early age. Greg, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being on the program. As always, we always look forward to talking to you. I want to thank all you folks for listening. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Frank, the producer, and Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dream, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. Money, money, money.